Hi, Clayton. How are you? Doing well?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, how are you guys?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I'll be going over pricing and details with you. I'm in fact describing some notes that Giselle sent over to me. Did she do a good job explaining to you the reason for the call?
Yeah, to put my business in front of Google.
Yeah, so whenever someone's performing that search, you know, for any service that you are providing, we're making sure that you're coming up as one of those, you know, top search results so that you get calls coming directly to you from the potential prospect needing your services. So,
okay.
Mills Flooring, what type of marketing are you currently doing now that's helping you generate more new business?
I'm just posting on Facebook and Instagram right now.
Okay, good. Social media is great. Are you posting like on the community pages or are you doing Facebook advertising?
No, I try to post on the community pages, but Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook keeps, you know, denying
the
you know, yeah.
Okay.
They
okay.
I don't know what it is, but like I even tried to post on there like as a contractor.
Uh-huh.
And it still doesn't work. And it still doesn't work. Which,
are you using a personal Facebook page or is it a Facebook page that you created for, like a business one?
Oh, I see. I see the problem there. I got it. I use my personal one. I use my
okay.
personal one.
Yeah. Okay, got it. In fact, Clayton, I think I found your personal Facebook. Are you in Delhi? Well, listed as in Delhi?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I was going to say, because I found a Facebook that says Clayton Mills on it.
What does the profile picture look like?
Well, the profile picture says Mills Flooring, and it has a license number with, like, a picture of flooring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's mine, but I'm not in Delhi.
Oh, okay. I guess for some reason it kind of shows you there. And then is like your background photo, like, so that's your profile picture. You know, the other photo, there's like a picture of these three little girls.
Yeah, those are my daughters.
Oh my gosh, they're adorable. Aw, how sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your Facebook page. And I found it because obviously Mills is associated and I just went on Facebook and just did a quick search with your company name and then putting in Newman, right? And that's how I found that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Beautiful work, by the way. Really good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what also came up for
me
too? Go ahead.
Hold on. Give me one second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me one second. I need to talk to my customer real quick.
No worry. Take your time.
Sorry, give me one second.
You're okay. Take your time. Don't even apologize.
What's up, Boogie? Hello?
Hello.
Sorry about that. I'm doing a job
it's
right
okay.
now.
Oh, nice.
I'm only doing two rooms.
Uh-huh. Those ones always a little tricky, taking you a little longer.
No, well, the problem is their son didn't clean out their room, so now I gotta wait for him to. Yeah, and I would have been done already.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I just...
So, Wow, that's awesome. Do you work alone or do you have like a crew that helps you?
I do it by myself.
Wow, one man show, huh? Okay.
Well, no, not everybody kind of understands.
Yeah.
I'm just a super picky person.
Like, that's okay.
I'm extremely picky. Like, I've seen people that they lay floors over, you know, they'll sweep the floor or whatever, and they'll, mm-hmm. you know, they'll pick up the pile and they just leave the dirt still there and they'll lay over it. And I'm like, dude, like, what is wrong with you people? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You're like,
you know
hey,
what I mean?
But
and
that's
like,
a good, that's good that you're like that though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I treat everybody's house I treat everybody's house like it's my own. It doesn't matter if it's a multi-million-dollar home or, you know, I'm going to put it in this kind of perspective, Section 8 home. You know those Section 8 homes that are,
yep.
people just kind of treat it like shit?
Yep.
Kinda.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so even if it's a multi-million-dollar home, a Section 8 home, a middle class, I treat it all the same. It doesn't matter what it is. And the reason
That's
why
good.
Is because I understand. People spend tens of thousands of dollars on this floor. You know, they spend, what, $5,000 to $7,000 up to, you know, $15,000 on a floor. And
right.
then they have to hire a professional. And then some people get shitty work done. And they're like,
yeah.
man, you know, like, spend all this money, got shitty work done. I get it. I understand. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I treat everybody's house like my own. Like, the
yeah.
house that I live in, I installed it. And I did all the prep. I'm talking about, like, grinding high spots, filling in low spot. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? Everything has to be exactly a quarter inch away from the wall. You know, everything has to be spotless. Like, I just, like, I don't know what it is. I'm just extremely picky about it.
But that's good because I'll tell you, not to get off subject, but I had an experience, the house that I rent from,
yeah.
There, it's our friend's mom and dad. We rent one of their homes.
Right.
And the bathroom floor, like they had to do plumbing and they had to replace all the flooring. So she got, you know, her daughter-in-law's, you know, brother, you know, to give him some work or whatever. You know, this guy wasn't a professional because when he came in, like literally the kind of flooring he put in, first of all, was hideous because it looked like the kind of flooring you would see in a cafeteria. Second of
and
all,
you
could totally see where it
I'm
was
sorry.
Separating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Somebody's calling me right now. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you.
No, I'm on hold. No, I'm on hold. Oh, no, thank you.